Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Well, today we have a very special show on Comedy Concepts. Favorite comedian of mine, Jessica Delfino. Wait, while we're waiting for her to call in. Controversial singer, songwriter, and comedian. And ridiculed taboos and sexualism. Plays guitar, flying to you, and a whistle. While we're waiting for Jessica to call in, why don't we, along the themes of her songs, she does a lot of stand-up comedy, but she also does music, which is her forte. Been given many numerous good reviews and won numerous awards. So why don't we begin with a little of my offhanded music and comedy now and see how it goes. All righty now, let's go to the switchboard. Not that one. I entered the wrong one. Let's try this one.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need a beer. I'm gonna blame it on my mother. Every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old. Once she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative to make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, I'm gonna blame me. Nuts because of your family. You're nuts because you're nuts. Crazy, insane. Who you trying to kid?
Yes. Jessica Delfino, a comedy rock star, brilliant comedian, musician, ComedyCentral.com. Jessica Delfino has sang, danced, and comedianed her way to LES notoriety, some feat, of New York. Comedic discovery of the month, Comedy Central. The High Times Unsigned Band of the Week, Jessica Delfino. Yes.
Hello.
Jessica, there you are.
Good morning.
I was a little worried, Jessica. Good thing I have backup music. Jessica Delfino, we're on the line with Jessica Delfino. She's a little
drunk
because I'm sure she was out performing till all hours of the night.
I was. I had a late rehearsal.
What are you rehearsing for, Jessica?
I'm in this show. It's called Flight 18, and it's a 12-piece ensemble show. And it's a really weird show. It's like I can't even explain it. It's like a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, a little bit mess, a little bit dinner party, a little bit tea party.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, are you in charge of the show or somebody else?
No. I couldn't organize 12 people. Are you kidding me? I can barely feed my cat on time. I have a cat, everyone.
Meow.
It is like blizzard ding ding. Did you know that? It's like
blizzard. That's nothing. That's nothing. Let me tell the audience about you, Jessica.
Okay. Go ahead. Talk about me.
I did. I talked about you a little bit in the beginning. You're an illustrator and attended Philadelphia's Art Institute. I loved your line. Jessica was performing the other night. What did you say when you opened your act about what you were wearing?
I said I went to art school, which basically means I can wear whatever I want.
And which you do, because you were also featured in Time Out New York this week, Most Stylish New Yorkers.
True.
20, the left-hand corner.
I admit.
You do that. And it's
I was really excited about that, actually.
That is big.
Well, I see all that, you know, in the front page, there's this, like, fashion, like, they stop people on the street and they say, you know, hey, what do you call your fashion? You're so cool. And, you know, I've been seeing those for years, being like, why don't they ever stop me? Why?
Yeah, New York. That's what it's called. I New York, yeah.
So I was really excited. The woman actually called me on the phone, and she said, hi, so we hear you're really fashionable. And I was like, what?
Did she find you on the street, or someone referred you?
Someone referred me.
Oh, that's even better. Now, Jessica, I have seen as a comedian, songstress, and both breaching. I don't know how to even say what you do. How would you describe your form of comedy?
Well, I call it dirty folk rock.
Dirty folk,
and,
okay.
Yep, I do.
It's not
but
always
that's,
dirty. Sometimes it's controversial.
See, that's the thing. That doesn't really describe it. Sometimes it's not dirty. Sometimes it's just kind of wacky. Sometimes it's quirky. Other times it's not even folk or rock. Sometimes it's pop or rap or, you know, I like to play with genres. It should be wacky genre, but that doesn't have the same, you know,
well, sometimes I refer to it as a performance comedy or
mishmash.
Yeah.
Some people call it performance art, which I don't like. I don't
no,
think
no
that's
performance
what it
comedy.
Is.
I would go with that performance comedy.
Okay.
That I would go with that twisted minstrel and subversive artsy lady. That's how Time Out New York. Hey, that's a quote you don't have in your thing.
Yeah, I like that. I actually wrote that, so I don't know if I can use that.
It's in Time Out New York.
It's true, yeah.
You can use that.
Yeah.
How long have you been studying music?
I've been playing guitar since I was 15, but ever since I was a child, we had a lot of instruments in our living room. We had a grand piano in our living room, and we had a full drum set up in our living room.
Were your parents musicians?
So, not really. I lived actually when I was young with my grandparents, who had 6 kids. And my mom had me when she was, like, you know, kind of young. So my aunts and uncles were also, like, pretty young.
So you were raised by your grandparents?
I was raised kind of by, like, my grandparents and, like, a bunch of, like, older teenagers.
It takes a village to raise a subversive.
Yeah, really. So it was fun, though. Like, there was always band rehearsals and practices and stuff at my grandmother's house.
Were they musicians, your aunts and uncles? And
Well, everybody liked music and was like into music. Like, we had a strong musical thread in our family, but nobody else was a professional musician. Everyone just kind of did it for fun.
Wow.
I'm the first one in a couple generations to, you know, take the show on the road.
And you went to college in two places, didn't you?
I went to the Art Institute and I went to the University of Maine.
So did you double major? Or how did that come about?
Well, I was at the University of Maine for a while, and I was studying fine art, which was like the driest, most crispy, crusty career move. Like, it was like I would fall asleep in every single class. And there was really not a whole lot going on in Maine, you know? I mean, there's like a million. Yeah, there are like a million people in the whole state, maybe. And so I was just like, you know, check it out over here. So I went to Philadelphia, and I switched majors to illustration and animation,
now,
which was,
I
know, infuriated my family.
Yeah, did it? But I love, do you do the animations? I feature some of Jessica Delfino's work on my cable show in New York City, the Nancy Lombardo show. They're so clever and well done. Did you do any of that animation?
I actually didn't. I don't really do animation. Actually, that's not true. I just animated a piece for this TV show called The Awkward Kings of Comedy, which is...
great title.
Yeah, it's a comedy show by Victor Varnado, and it's about four black comedians in New York City who are, like, kind of alternative. You know, it's not like... It's not like
are they real comedians? These are real comedians.
Yeah, they're real comedians. Victor Varnado, Baron Vaughn, and a couple others whose names escape me right now. And Marina Franklin, MCs. You might have it's gonna air on Comedy Central on the 3rd of April, like in April at some point. And I animated a little segment of Baron Vaughn telling a story. He's telling a story about his mother having children. She had children, and so she was, like, putting her breast milk in a jar to feed the children. Is this inappropriate?
No,
and
that's fine.
He needed milk one day for school, so he reached in and grabbed a jar and poured it in the cereal bowl. And when he came home, everyone in the family was, like, there pointing at him and laughing, like, and they couldn't wait, you know, to call him out for what he'd done. And it was a really fun thing to illustrate. It was just like a little short bit.
I can't wait to see that.
I'm very excited.
Well, let's just mention your website, too, now, before we forget. What's your website? Well, www.jessicadelfino.com?
You can see jessicadelfino.com. I do. I tell people to Google me because I do have a lot of stuff online. But jessicadelfino.com has a lot of information, and also my blog, jessiedelfino.blogspot.com, and I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Facebook. I'm on it.
I'm on the internet. Have listed here too. You're on Wikipedia. You're on Delfino. You're on YouTube. If people want to see your videos.
MySpace. If you want to hear my songs are at myspace.com. Jessica Delfino Tunes.
And where can they buy your CDs? Because I've got all your CDs. If they want to go online.
They can buy them on iTunes. They can buy them through Reverb Nation. They can email me at PayPal, and I can send you one. It's kind of all online at this point. But
I believe, Jessica, you were one of the first people I know who started blogging.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I've had my blog for a long, long time. I have.
I didn't even know what it was, and you just happened to start sending them out. And I'm going, what is a blog?
Yeah, it's really weird. My blog has changed so much. It was very, really personal. I used to write all this really crazy stuff, which is how I developed my following. And then as I got a little older and a little more mature, I was like, wait a minute. This is too personal. And I actually was looking.
Come back to haunt me.
I was looking back over it the other day, and I was like, this is insane. I cannot believe I wrote about this stuff on my blog. But you live and learn, you know?
Well, it was interesting. You are one of a kind. I always refer to you as a one of a kind of comedian.
I would say
there's no one like you. Now, you have been banned by the Catholic League.
It's true.
How do you feel about that? I mean, because I've heard your songs, and I go, well, okay, it's a little over the line, maybe more appropriate for, not all of your songs, just a few of them, for a club at midnight. But how do you feel like in comparison with Sarah Silverman getting away and getting 1,000 hits for saying the F word or thousands?
Well, you know, Sarah Silverman actually has also been publicly denounced by the Catholic League.
Oh, all right.
As well as Bill Maher and Marilyn Manson and Joan Osborne and a lot of other celebrity performers. And so I feel like I'm in really good company, actually. I'm kind of flattered and thrilled that they would put me in that league. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, guys. If the Catholic League is listening right now, I really appreciate it. And I love your work. Thank you.
That's funny. You know what? Let's give them a sample. I'm going to go down here to go to my search board and find what we should try out. All right, here's something not overly I love this song.
Which one is
I'm
it?
I'm going to give it away, but it involves a whistle. So,
oh, okay, okay.
All right?
I play this. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, I have a setup. Should I tell the setup?
Set us up.
Okay, so this song basically like, well, can I tell what it is? To do the setup, I have to tell what it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, like, I just feel that, you know, a lot of women are, you know, all we have to defend ourselves with is this whistle, you know, this, like, rape whistle, which doesn't do anything to, like, it doesn't help you. So I figured what I would do is I would just write a really good song on my whistle and that, you know, that would make my attacker potentially dance
right,
away.
Right, you do bring up a point that when they go, oh, you know, in this day and age of women being attacked, how can I defend myself? Here's a whistle.
Right, exactly. So I wrote a really good jam in the hopes that they'll just kind of boogie on, you know, and be like, hey, this girl's cool. All right, I like this song. I'm going to dance over here now.
Okay, let's see if I can bring it up. Here we go. It takes a minute. But I really liked it, and I like that you cleverly played it. Why isn't it coming up? I have it downloaded. Here we go. Set it. Let's see. Say. Sorry, it's one of the jams of this thing.
Yeah. It's okay.
All right, let's wait a minute.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I'll tell you something else. I played this song all over Europe, and people in the UK don't carry rape whistles. They carry real weapons to defend themselves with.
Really?
Yeah, they carry actual, like, you know, I don't know. What? Lasers, not lasers. That's in the future. Tasers, there you go.
Oh, darn, I don't know why it's not coming up, but...
Oh, man, buzzkill.
Buzzkill, yeah. I know. Let me go to something
else. There are virtually millions of people right now. They're biting their lip, waiting.
I'll figure another way around this.
Here we go.
I want to be famous.
This is another one.
Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. brilliant. I love that song.
Thank you.
That was one. I'm going to try another one to get this second one up. I found it something else. Maybe I can do it this way.
Okay.
Hold on. And we'll get this because I love this one too. I love it with a knife or a spoon or a fork.
There are so many ways to kill somebody.
But is that I consider to be a political piece?
Yeah, I think there's
people getting in the media by, you know, getting
by
in
doing. It's about the dramatic, you know, lengths that people will go to get what they want.
And so
that's political, definitely.
I think it just doesn't want
to. And you know, people. It's really strange because I have friends who are like, "Oh, Jessica Delfino wants to be so famous," but you know what? That's actually not really true. That could, first of all, that's not what the song's about. Second of all, my desire and my goal in life isn't to be famous; it's to be rich. Okay, so make
Wait, here
no
we go.
Mistake. Thank you.
This is it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And horny as hell, are you mentally ill, or did you just get out of jail? I'm assuming you're your target, but what do you know? Because I got this whistle and I'm ready to blow, so don't rape me. Don't rape me. Don't rape me. You look really scary and you're moving fast, but I'm looking for a love that's going to last. I got PO, I haven't showered for days, and it's quite possible that I got the big AIDS, so don't rape me. Don't rape me. Don't rape me. Well, you hear about rape on the news and TV, and the mayor don't care, so it's up to me. Well, I got a plan, so bitches gather around. I'm gonna pack your ass out of town.
Yeah, you were right. I like
that's
this version better. Yes.
Hey, you know what? Nothing like a little rape jam at 10:20 in the morning, huh?
Well, you know what? I like this. I like when you said don't use the one that I love when you perform it. It's even hilarious. But I like
Thank
this
you.
Version too.
Well, this is the CD version. Yeah. And,
the CD
the CD is called I Want to Be Famous, and the track is called The Rape Whistle Song. And you can buy them on iTunes.
Yeah, which is nothing wrong with that. I think it was. I think it cracks me up. But to see you perform it, you can go on YouTube and see you're actually with a stage and the audience reaction. It's fantastic.
Yeah, audiences really like that. Okay, cool.
Let's see. Okay, caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Who is this?
Rue.
Oh, Rue. Hi, Rue.
Hello. Hi.
You know Rue, Jessica, from the band Rue?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Rue.
Rue and who?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
She pops up everywhere, Jessica, now.
Do you have any questions for her, Rue?
She interviewed me.
Yes, Rue has a show. What's the name of your show, Rue?
Rue and who?
Oh, I like your show, too. And how can people find it? What's the website?
Well, you can see all episodes on YouTube at Rue and who.
Yeah, she interviews some cool people and has really wacky co-hosts, too. Like the dude who was there the day I was there, what was his name, Frank?
Oh, you were there with Frank Wood, that's right. Yeah, every week is a different who. It's a different
That's so
show.
Great.
When you were on the show, it was Ruby's World. It's changed.
It's always
oh, yeah?
changing with you.
No, it's going to stay like this for a while, but the thing that does change is the co-hosts. But this is Jessica's little famous time right now.
All right. You have a question for her about her music? Because for
Where's your next gig?
The next show I'm doing is a show next Tuesday called Inner Monologues, which is a great show. It's on Bar On A, and it's run by this girl named Alexis. All these people read stories, and then I'm the musical guest, but it's a really good show, and it's packed every week, and it's free. So, yeah, it's a good one.
Where is it?
It's at Bar On A, which is on 11th
All right, Jessica,
and
just
A.
because it's radio, say it really slow.
Sorry, it's Bar On A, at Avenue A and 11th Street in New York City.
And what night is that?
It's Tuesday, next Tuesday, the 21st or something?
Wow.
Next Tuesday.
That's the depth of winter.
Yeah, totally.
Next Tuesday is the 23rd.
It's already going to Pisces. It's only 1 month left of winter. And look outside, it's snowing so pretty. It looks like one of those shaker things right now.
I know, it's great. I love it.
I do too. We're having a real winter this year, so no one can say global warming has made us have not another winter.
Let me ask
That's
you, Rue, back to music.
Yes.
You play like, what would you say your style is? Rock?
It's in the rock genre, yeah. I call myself punk-try, kind of, because...
Oh, that's cute. I like
How
that.
Would you describe Jessica's music as a musician? Because...
Quirky.
Quirky.
I think it's, like, it's satirical, you know? It's,
yeah.
like, it's just satire.
Well, yeah, I would say you're an accelerated Tom Lear.
I think Jessica's music is really, like, a lot of reading in between the lines.
Definitely. What did you think of Rape Whistle?
Reading in between the lines.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's reading in between the lines. I think it's like it's like less subtext, you know? A lot of songs are like you have to figure them out like a math problem, where mine are just like I almost sing like a child talks, you know? They're
yeah.
like, "You're ugly." You know, they just kind of like say whatever's on their mind.
But you said they're satirical. So are they kind of like sarcastic?
I mean, they can be sarcastic, yeah. There is a little bit of sarcasm in them, some of them, you know. Like,
yeah.
But I have this song called, like, I'm Moving to Vermont, which is totally straightforward. It's about how I think that the world sucks and I'm going to go hide out in the mountains, you know. And there's really nothing sarcastic about it, except that I create this kind of fantasy land where I'm going to, like, ride a unicorn to work and, you know, like...
Is that the unicorn song?
No, that's a different song. I like unicorns. For some
you,
reason, I keep coming back to unicorns.
Yes, it's on the cover.
It's on the cover of my CD. And the reason why is because sometimes I feel like a unicorn. I feel like this very, like, you know, kind of loner weirdo. not in a bad way, but in kind of a pretty way, like the way a unicorn is. You know,
I have to say, what I like about Jessica's style of performing is that the comedians I find they're going for a comedian look, a comedian, the jeans, the jacket, the whatever. It's just a look of playing down their looks.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, Jessica, when you go on stage, you celebrate everything about yourself in the way you dress.
Thanks. Thank you.
You do
Thanks.
Celebrate, which I believe, as a comedian myself, I believe when you go on stage, you have a responsibility, even if it's in a open mic or a small
club.
You have a responsibility to show them more.
It makes me angry when people get on stage looking like they're going to go unclog a toilet, you know? I'm like, come on, like, have a little bit of, you know...
Like if it was an effort for them to be there.
Yeah, really, like, show people that you care, you know?
Rue, I don't know if you know
t-shirt.
This, but Jessica's on page 20 of Time Out New York.
Yeah, and that cute, sassy little picture.
I think Rue will be next with her outfit. Rue will be next with her outfits.
That was a really fun shoot. It was like, you know, it was really cool because they had us come in and do three different looks. And if you look on the website, there's like 10 pictures. It's like a huge spread.
Yeah, but you
and
got left-hand corner.
It was nice. And then after the shoot, a whole bunch of my friends were in Time Out New York playing songs in the lobby. It was really weird. So, like, it was really great. I got, like, to do this really fun photo shoot, and then afterwards I got a free concert by, like, a whole bunch of my friends who were playing.
Oh.
It was like a
pretty awesome.
Moment. That's cool.
Where are you playing next, Rue?
What day is this? I'm playing the 28th, February 28th at Otto's Shrunken Head.
Oh, the 28th. Let me write that down.
Aw.
Cool. Otto's. Otto's Shrunken Head, by the way, is this great place. Eric Vedder runs a show there, No Name and a Bag of Chips, Friday nights at 7. It's free.
I love Otto's.
And
it's free and it's always crowded.
It was packed last week with Jessica, and Jessica just,
that audience out so bad.
I wrote about you on Facebook, Jessica, because I was saying, you know, I don't know, it's on Facebook, you could see what I wrote about you. I wrote a comment on it about the show, but I said only Jessica could shock a band. The
those guys are really great.
Large African American, tough looking male band behind her, and Jessica's up there singing her sweet little song, and their jaws are dropping.
Yeah, and some women in the audience were actually covering their faces. They were like scared.
I was hysterical. I was hysterical. Jessica has such a unique, unique presentation. Rue, now you're in the music industry a long time. You have numerous albums out, numerous, under Black Flamingo and under Rue, both, right?
Yeah.
What's your website, Rue, by the way, while you're on the line?
Well, you can go to MySpace/RueStarr, R-E-W-S-T-A-R-R, and that's Facebook, too, and I guess... I don't know, the internet, you know how it goes, Nan.
Now, let me put you on the spot, Ruth, since you're on the line and I have Jessica, too.
Yeah.
Would you ever have Jessica open for you?
Or vice versa. Of course, I'd love to do a gig with Jessica. That would be awesome.
The thing is like, I don't usually do solo rock show type things. I usually am doing, like, 15 minutes on someone else's show in New York City. That's kind of how...
No.
I could see you opening, though. I could see you opening.
Oh, yeah. Like, I like opening, and I have opened for bands before, but, like, people don't usually hire me to do, like, a 45-minute set somewhere.
Nice. We all have ADD today anyway. I like short sets.
Yeah, yeah. And I love it. I love doing a 15-minute set and getting in there and getting
out.
And
that's what I meant.
I actually do organize multi-events that have, like, 15, 20-minute slots. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Right.
There you go, Jessica.
You know, Mama Palooza's expanding, Nancy. They don't have only moms anymore. Maybe she can play at Arlene's that Saturday for Mama Palooza or something.
All right. You guys have each other's email, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Write a funny song about moms.
Okay, I will.
Or
that would be.
It doesn't even
I wrote that. The unicorn song is actually kind of could relate because it's about how this little girl is talking to her parents and saying, they're saying, you know, when you grow up, you can be whatever you want to be. And the kid says, no, I want to be a unicorn. You know, and the parents are like, you can't really be a unicorn. And she's like, no, you said I could be whatever I want to be.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. One of my daughters actually is really into unicorns. And when you
hear comes now.
I just bought her for
comes unicorn.
For Christmas here, I got her like those animals.
Wait, Ru, listen.
That you want to be. So what you gonna do? Doctor, lawyer, please, no porn. I said no. I wanna be a unicorn. I wanna be a unicorn. And when I grow, I'll have long fucking hair the color of a rainbow. I'll be all white from my head to my toe. I'll shoot magic rays out of my hornet, my bows. I'm gonna be a unicorn when I'm big. I'll trot around the fields like unicorns before me did. I'll do a little dance.
That's a dirty part.
Don't worry about it.
You can't be a unicorn. And
I
said, hey, you said
dog and my nephew. So it's been really cool speaking with you. Have a great day, and I love you both.
Bye, Ru.
Bye.
Do I want to be? I'm going to be a unicorn.
Playing the auto harp there, which is a really cool instrument, kind of an antique-y old thing.
Made up my mind.
I'm gonna be a unicorn. You know, the kid is like, had it. He's gonna be a unicorn.
I love it.
Thanks. I thought, it could work. That's me trying to do commercially viable music.
I like it. It's almost, do you know the singer Lily?
I don't think so.
Lily
Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Lily Allen.
It's a little touch of Lily in there.
Huh, interesting.
I like it, and I mean, it's a more subtle version, but I could see that as commercial, Jessica.
Yeah.
I could see a stylized album in that genre that you were doing with the numerous instruments. How many do you play?
There's like five or six, probably. I play the auto harp, the electronic auto harp, the guitar, the ukulele. I have a Flying V version of a ukulele. I play the rape whistle, if you want to count that as an instrument.
Where did you get that?
I play, no.
Is that really a rape whistle?
Yes, it was. I actually have them. I sell them, and on them they say my name, and then it says, Google me, don't rate me. And, you know, I like to have fun with my merchandise.
Well, you are out there. You were also, you were, I would have to say, a forerunner in a lot of what I saw being done by comedians out there. I would have to say you were a forerunner in, you were one of the first people I saw actually selling their CDs at events. But I meant
for comedians.
The New York area, not somebody who's doing a touring national concert.
Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting because I take a lot of musical concepts with me to the comedy clubs, you know, and that's kind of an interesting thing for comedians because they're like, oh, wow, check this out. But it's great. It's great to be able to play in two different types of venues or more just because I have an instrument, you know.
And you also have done just straight comedy. I've seen you just do stand-up.
Right, yeah, I have.
So that's interesting, too, that you – now, I have found because I do music in my act as well, I get a lot of grief from some of the comedians. Like, well, that's not really stand-up because you're doing music.
That's stupid. Well, first of all, you know, they consider comedians to be like people who are keeping on top of the times and sharing information and, you know, so musicians kind of do the same thing, but they put their songs to music. And another thing about comedy versus music is that music is mind control. It stays with you all day long. If I write a song, people are singing that song for 3 days. If someone tells a joke, you might repeat it to a friend or something, but it doesn't stay in your mind the way that a song does, a really, like, catchy song.
Oh, I think that's the thing. Your songs do stay. I want to do somebody. I was like, I'll be singing that all day. With a spoon or a knife or... But your songs stay in my head. That's interesting. Oh, Morning Coffee, it's another radio show, is saying hello to you.
Hi, Morning Coffee.
We're on with Jessica Delfino, Morning Coffee. You guys, they're pretty crazy wackos in the morning with their rum and Coke or whatever they're drinking. I don't know. But they're wacky, too, Morning Coffee. They have their on Blog Talk Radio.
I love it.
But Jessica Delfino, you've also won numerous awards. Would you tell us about some of those awards?
Well, I've won this award, which was called the Emerging Comedian of New York Award for Musical Comedy, which was really great. And they're actually having another award ceremony coming up here really soon and giving out awards to people. It was actually a really fun thing, too, because along with myself, the Flight of the Conchords were also up for the Musical Comedy Award, and I beat them.
That
which
is amazing. And
was crazy to me because that was just before they got their HBO TV show, but they had already been on HBO before and done their solo show, and they were playing all over New York, and they were getting really great feedback, and I was, like, floored. I could not
believe
it. You
should be on that show. That's a show I would just send my CDs and your photograph to the casting person for that show.
Well, they're actually off the air now. They didn't renew for another season, so they're done. But I did go in recently. I'm not sure. They might go to a different channel or something. But I did read for a part for a show on HBO. So see what happens.
But that leaving out Flight of the Conchords is something big.
It was pretty exciting at the time. Even a lot of my friends were like, I really like you, but, like, how did you do that? And, you know, like, it was kind of surprising to everybody.
How did you do that? Tell us the course of events.
I really do not know. I mean, I told all my friends about it, and I said,
Where did you go for the contest, or where did you...
It was an online vote and nomination and vote, and then they gave the awards away at a ceremony, which I think was at Upright Citizens Brigade that year, but now it's at Comics. It's gotten bigger and moved to Comics.
And you also got 2005 Village Voice Best Of Award.
Yeah, I got a Best Of in Village Voice. That was really exciting, too.
Yes, listen, here's what they wrote about Jessica Delfino. The Village Voice declared her to be fall off your chair hilarious. You've been on Good Morning America as a finalist. What was that?
I have.
What was the comedy competition?
It was called Make Us Laugh All Night Long, and it was like really crazy. About 150 or 200 people came like all night throughout the night and did like a 5-minute comedy set. And I showed up at like 7 or 8 in the morning, and they were like, "Sorry, we're full. We have no more slots." And I was like, "Oh man." And so he was like, "Look, just sit tight. We might be able to squeeze you in." And they squeezed me in at some point. And then they were like, "We really like you, and we want you to come back and, like, be on the show." And I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was beside myself. That was, like, the first nice, exciting thing to happen to me. So I went home, and I, like, you know, got all, like, you know, I was, like, practicing my jokes all night. It was, like, really funny. It was, like, you know, I was just fresh into New York and just starting out in comedy.
Oh, really?
And,
this is when you just got here?
Yeah, that was, like, one of the first things that happened to me. And so, you know, that's how New York gets you, is, like, you come here, and it's, like, so overwhelming, and then just, like, it lures you like an abusive boyfriend. It like, has these little sweet things where it's, like, "Look, I'll give you this. I'll give you the world." And then, like, you get excited, and then it's like, "Nope, that's all you get for now.
I'm taking it back now."
Yeah.
But I do think you would make a great opening act for numerous kinds of bands. I mean, you know, because for years and years they've used comedy performers.
Right.
You know, I mean, famous comedians have...
Yeah, totally. I mean, Eugene Merman has done really well. Like, he kind of started out doing a lot of opening things, and now he's, like, doing really well with that. And other comedians, too. I think Bill Hicks also used to, like, open up for a lot of bands and stuff.
Yeah, which is wild. There's a famous comedian. I can't... Albert Brooks, I think is his name. And he was talking about opening up for a rock concert.
Yeah.
And he walked on stage and started to tell a joke. And they went, "Boo!" For the next 40 minutes, he went, "Rock and roll!" And that's all he would say. And they would cheer. And then he'd go, "Rock and roll!" And they would cheer again. Because it isn't an easy segment, but it's a very funny precept to that. Morning Coffee, if you have any questions, they're in the chat room now. We have some guests in the chat room waiting for them to see if they have any questions for you.
Cool.
But I wish I had taped more of your music to put on, but I want to play.
I can send you some stuff if you want it.
Definitely. I want to see why this one, what's this one? Let me see if this one will come on. Because
1, 2, 3, 4.
I want to be famous. Okay, let's hear that again for Morning Coffee.
Oh, okay. Why not?
I'm a real nice girl with a good personality, and I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, really need
I love that song. I love that
Thank you.
Song, Jessica. Morning Coffee has a bunch of questions for you. They have they say funny, funny stuff, LOL. They want to know how you got started.
Well, I got started in Philadelphia. I was actually walking through the park one day, and this guy came up to me and was like, hey, can I bum a cigarette? Can I bum a cigarette? And I was like, sure, because I smoked at the time. I don't anymore. And I gave him a cigarette, and we got talking, and he was like, I'm a stand-up comedian. And he was, like, telling me all about being a stand-up comedian. And I was, like, fascinated because my family always loved watching comedy together. We used to always watch on HBO, like, all the time. We watched, like, Roseanne Barr and Seinfeld and, like, all these, like, 80s comics. And so I went to he was like, yeah, you want to come over to my house? Like, looking back, you know, in hindsight, I was so naive. I was like, sure, stranger, I'll go over to your house with you. He was like, come over to my house. I'll show you my stand-up comedy tapes. But he, like, took me over to his house.
How old were you?
I was in college. I was, like, 19 or whatever.
Oh, my God, you nuts.
I went with him, and, I mean, I was kind of like, I was very reluctant, but the like, adventurous in me, the crazy, like, a person who's fearless, who writes these songs, was like, I want to see this guy's comedy tapes, you know? I want to see. So I went over to his house, and he, you know, sure, he had, like, a gorgeous place. It was, like, his parents' brownstone, like, big, beautiful house. And we went in, and he had all these comedy tapes, and he was, like, showing me his comedy, and it was really good. He was really funny, and he kept, like, showing me, like, tape after tape, and I started to see that his jokes were written in advance, and I was like, wait a minute, like, you told that joke on another tape, and he's like, yeah, what do you think, I make the stuff up on the spot? Who could do that, you know? And then I was like, wait a minute, okay, if you write material, I can do this. I want it, because I always loved comedy, and I thought it was so amazing. I thought people were making it up as they went along on the spot, and I was like, these people are complete geniuses. Every single person on, you know, who does comedy is a genius, brilliant wizard who just makes up brilliant stuff as they go, you know, and so I found out that that's not really the case, and that you can write stuff and practice it and hone it and do an
well,
act.
That's another question. You have another question in the chat room. They want to know, when did you realize you were funny and can actually make a living off of comedy?
Well, I mean, funny enough to make a living, I've always been like just a maniac kid, you know. I mean, I put on shows for my family. I got my mouth washed out with soap my whole life. That's probably part of, you know, what made me, you know, mental enough to do comedy in the first place. But when I finally decided I could do it as a living was I moved to New York City a few years ago, and I got a job as an art director straight out of college, straight out of art school, a junior art director. And it was really, really fun. But after a few months, the company went bankrupt and went out of business and everyone got laid off. And I was doing comedy at the time, and I got a couple more little kind of temp jobs and stuff. And then I was like, you know what? As long as I have a job to, like, cling to, I'm never going to really treat comedy like a job. It's always going to be a hobby. So I quit my job, and I was like, I'm going to see if I can do comedy as a job instead of as a hobby. And I've been doing it for, I don't know, maybe like 4 years now. I've been a full-time comedian, if you can imagine, a full-time comedian.
Yeah.
Which basically means all day long, I like do the administrative side of it, and I like work with interns and stuff like that, and do, you know, any kind of press or publicity stuff, and go to interviews and auditions and whatnot.
You have interns?
I do.
Oh, that's what I
do. And anyone who would like to be an intern can call me. I'm always looking for great interns. And
what will they learn being your intern?
They'll learn a lot of PR stuff. I'm, like, really good with PR because I've had to be. You know, I finally just got a PR agent, which was really great. Now I have somebody else doing PR for me, which is what has been a huge load off my back. But honestly, like, a lot of being a comedian, an independent comedian, has been doing PR, which stinks, you know. That's not what I wanted to focus my time and energy on. But people don't know this stuff. People think, you know, I'm just, like, in a room with my legs up on a, you know, table, like, eating chocolate and just coming up with brilliant material, which is also true. But, you know, there's more to it than that.
There's more work. Yes, you have more questions in the chat room. They says the comedy side of the entertainment industry is cutthroat as other areas such as acting and singing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's very cutthroat. I mean, I've developed a really great community of friends. We all support each other and encourage each other. But yeah, you know, people, you see people getting things and you say like, why isn't that me? You know, and they do it back to you. Luckily though, I have a pretty healthy mindset where I think to myself, like, there's enough work to go around, you know, and I don't begrudge good things that happen to other people. I actually am very excited for my peers when good stuff happens. Every once in a while, though, there's one person I'm like, really? That guy? Come on. But not too often. Not too often.
I know. You. It is that way. I think Gore Vidal said it best. He said, every time a friend succeeds, I die a little.
Yeah.
Which
totally.
Is his way of handling jealousy. It's just,
yeah.
It's just the jealousy of the
well,
industry.
It also motivates me, though, when good things happen to my friends. Like, it makes me, like, immediately be like, I gotta go do something, you know? Like, so, I mean, if nothing was happening with my friends, I'd probably be a lot lazier, but good
yes.
things happen. It, like, kind of propels us all along. Good things happen to me, good things happen to my friends, and it's like a ping-pong effect back and forth. It's almost like people are trying to one-up each other, like, oh, yeah, well, look at me. I can be in something, too, you know? So...
It is interesting. The friends you make in comedy, Jessica, are the friends that will are your friends. I mean, they will go, that's great, that's fantastic. And you go,
mm-hmm.
can you be there? I have a special show. And those people are there, and those are the supportive people. And they're the ones, hey, I heard a job lead. And but then you have the people who don't. I mean, I've been fortunate. Fran Capo said a good thing, too, which I think applies. You know Fran Capo?
I don't think so.
Fran Capo is a comedian. She's written 14 books. She's
wow.
climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. She's been
oh,
to the
my.
Titanic. She's also known for breaking world's records. She's the fastest talking woman in the world. www.francapo.com.
Wow.
She's
she
got a new
amazing.
Book out called It Happened in New York City. That's her newest book. She's amazing. Go to www.francapo.com and check her out, and then you're just going to go, I am such an underachiever. And that's what I like about you is that you're not giving in to the club's format. You have to be this, you have to be that. You're showing up. If you're on for 5 minutes, if you're on for 10, Jessica Delfino is putting on a show.
Thank you.
And that's what I like about what you do. And Fran Capo said that the trouble with a lot of people, well, she doesn't even like to use anything negative, but she said if we stopped worrying about what we didn't have and just were grateful for what we did have and focus on that, then get a picture in your mind. What do you want? Don't look around at your friends or anything. Just go after that with single purpose. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Because there are toxic in this industry, toxic people that will bring you down.
Totally.
And if
totally.
You listen to them about, oh,
didn't
yes,
you hear the Britney
I,
Spears song? You know, she's like, toxic, you're toxic, whatever she says.
It's true. Morning Coffee, by the way, I'm going to plug you anyway. They're very shy, Morning Coffee, but they're wacko. They love
mm-hmm.
your stuff. And they heard of you, by the way. They said they've heard
oh,
of
cool.
you.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Their show is on Morning Coffee at 9 a.m. Eastern. So look for Morning Coffee on Blog Talk Radio. See there, I plugged you anyway. They have a question for you again. What do you think about Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien debacle? Actually, if I could just say this, she was way ahead of her time because she wrote a song about Conan.
That was somebody invited me to do that for Conan. They have a website called Conan versus the Bear, and they emailed us and were like, would you do a video for us? So Nick and I did it. He's the same guy who did the famous video.
And that is
featured.
That will be on my upcoming, by the way, Nancy Lombardo show Friday nights at 7 p.m. in New York City or worldwide on the Internet.
Awesome.
But, yes, tell us about what do you think about this?
Well, you know, it's sad. I think it's sad that, it's so exemplary about the industry and corporation and how they feel about art and how it actually comes down to dollars and cents, you know, and it's all about the money, the dollar. And sadly, Conan lost out to Leno, and that to me means something too. It means that more people are really watching Leno and really being entertained by Leno than Conan in the country and the world, which is it's really interesting. It's an interesting look at what the world and society thinks is funny in mass. And I hate it. It drives me crazy because I love Conan O'Brien. I think he's really, really funny and really, really talented. I think Jay Leno isn't completely untalented, but I think that his brand of humor is it's not as smart and as biting as Conan. It's not as much of a cut to the, you know, just cuts to the chase and makes you like, it just like strikes you, you know, it gets me when I watch Conan. Like, my head is like spinning. I'm just like, oh man.
Yeah,
he's
well,
like,
you're
he's
more
so
of
smart.
Conan,
he's so
Conan,
on it.
Jessica Delfino, you're more of a Conan, I think, person.
I am more of a Conan. And like I said, I don't hate Leno. You know, I don't hate him. I see what he does. I see he's talented, but, you know, I was upset. I was really sad to see Conan just say it's all or nothing. But I was also kind of proud of him. You know, he made a decision and he stuck with it. And so, I mean, he'll land on his feet. You know, he's
Conan
O'Brien.
The chat room says you're right about the difference in Leno and Conan, and you're right about the money.
Yeah.
That you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, Jessica, you sneaky devil, you got another song here. Let me see what it is. Oh,
yeah, I sent you
come
a couple
on,
other
let me,
songs.
I can play it. Hold on.
They're all clean. The Vermont song actually is, that's the one I was talking about before. That might not be like the, you know, it's kind of a downer. It's about
right.
like running away to Vermont. But there's other ones. There's this one called I'm Gonna Commit Suicide to the song you
I have
wrote
that
about
too. Here's
me.
Here's Vermont. Hold on. Here comes Vermont.
Vermont. I'm gonna build a tiny house upon a mossy rock. My yard will be a forest. I'll drive a unicorn. And if a moose or deer comes here, I'll shoot the unicorn. And I'll be happy as a fly, eating boys and berries high in the mountains where the world can't find me. I'm moving to an acre near a stream, a stream, a stream. And every morning I'll wake up and fly down a sunbeam. My driver will be paid, the people I have paid. My friends will all be fairies living in enchanted kitchen. I'll be happy as a ghost, eating marmalade on toast in the mountains where the world can't find me. Yes, I'll be happy as a dream, and I'll be living in a dream in the mountains where the world can't find me. I'm a bunny with a capital B. I'm cold with a capital T. I'm a capital B. I'm a capital B. The world isn't for me. Because I crawl like a cripple and I dance like a stripper.
Wow.
So that song's kind of a, you know, it's a playful but sort of abysmal, you know, just kind of a fuck you to the world. Oops. Oh, no. Sorry about that.
What happened? Is it going again? Is it
something I just
else?
Dropped the F-bomb.
Oh, hold on. That's, I didn't hear it because it was playing over the music.
Okay. All right.
Is this
so, yeah, it's
a song?
Oh, that's like a reprise. Is that what they call it?
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Let's see.
That's the Vermont song.
How smart are you to send it to me while we were talking?
I went to, you know, I grew up in Maine,
mm-hmm.
and there was, like, really nothing to do in Maine at all. And so I had a lot of time to sit around and think and draw as a kid, which is why I'm an artist, absolutely. And, yeah, so my mind goes back to Maine a lot. But the thing is Maine is a little too, like, even though it's this really quiet kind of hippie mentality place, it's not that bright, or at least it wasn't when I was growing up. Like, it was kind of racist and very white, and it's come a long way.
Do you think that's the rebellion in your music comes from?
Yeah, sure, definitely.
Your
but it's come a long, long way, and it's come a long way. So I mean, you know, but still, it's Vermont. I think is a little bit more where it's at for me.
Vermont.
Yeah. Like if I did move back to New England or back up north at any point, it'd probably be Vermont.
It would be Vermont, right?
Not Maine.
Not Maine.
Yeah, even though I'm from Maine.
Faith, you got more chat room. Boy, I've more chat on you than anybody else.
Hey.
Frida Roberts is on in the chat room. Good morning, Frida. We have Jessica Delfino as our guest. I don't know if you just heard one of her songs. And Morning Coffee says they enjoy this show. I have fab guest.
Cool.
Which would be you. I was supposed to have Rick Sansone on, but he forgot to call in. We're doing a benefit for Haiti at the Metropolitan Room on the 28th of February. It's the Metropolitan Room. I believe the show's at 9:30. I don't have the information, but I'll be promoting it again sometime. But it's a benefit for Haiti, Rick Sansone. And if I could find his info. Frida, do you have any questions for our musician? I want to play, it's like crazy. Okay, wait, I'm reading the chat room at the same time, Jessica.
you're a one-woman show, Nancy.
I am a one-woman show in myself. And where is this other one? Now this other song that you sent in. Can you tell us a little bit of a setup of that?
The suicide song?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of like Rue was asking before, is my music ever sarcastic? And this song is definitely sarcastic. It's sort of mocking the youth of today and how dramatic they are. And the song is about, it's called I'm Going to Commit Suicide to the Song You Wrote About Me. So it mocks a lot of people. It mocks the dramatic youth of today and yesteryear, and it also mocks the musicians out there who think that they're, like, you know, writing this, like, awesome music, man, that, like, really moves you, man, and, like, so, and what's interesting about this song is a friend of mine, John F. O'Donnell, who's a comedian, actually sings, he's the guy in the song, he is, like, he plays, like, the musician, man, so, yeah, just check it out, and
it can't be any more depressing than Sunny.
Oh, no,
see how big it's grown.
This is actually a funny song. It's not too funny.
All right, okay. All right, here it goes. Let's see if I can get it on my switchboard.
It shouldn't be too depressing.
When you come here for a girl you met at work, the pain in my heart is more than I can handle, and I don't think that I can go on this way.
Whoops, what happened?
Sorry. I don't know. You missed the beginning anyway.
Hold on. I want to take it back to the beginning.
You told me a song about how much you love me, then you dumped me for a girl you met at work. The pain in my heart is more than I can handle, and I don't think that I can go on this way. So I'm going to commit suicide to the song you wrote about me. And I hope you write another song about how to make the song you wrote about me.
It should go something like this.
She committed suicide to a song I wrote about her. So now I'm writing a song about that. I'm really gonna miss that girl.
Enough for Donald.
Ever with your new girlfriend? Please don't let her wear my sweater. I left at your house when you were still mine. You wrote me a song about how much you love me. It wasn't very good, but I would flop it anyway. And she came along, and I guess she was better. And I can't take it, so I'm going away. And I'm going to come in with love to song you love me. Hope you love another song.
Ha ha ha.
So that one's on an electric guitar, which is like totally unusual
amazing.
For me.
You're just, and if I were you, I would be going, hey, everybody, you know what I do? And you're like, oh, I do this, I do that. I would be shouting it from the rooftops because this is so amazing. All the instruments you play, I can't believe
thanks.
There's not more press on you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I mean, sometimes I feel the same way, but, it's, you know. I get a lot of press, and I get a lot of attention. I can't really complain too much.
But you'd like to multiply that into bookings.
yeah.
Which would be good. And yes, email
me
later.
I was at the Reading and Leeds Festival this past summer, which was really great.
Tell us about your European tour.
Well, my European tour was totally, totally excellent in every way. I mean, it was so great.
Now, did you get booked, or did you finance it yourself to go up there overseas?
I got booked at the Reading and Leeds Festival, which is like the world's largest rock festival. It's like, I mean, it's not the largest, but it's the UK is like definitely the UK's largest. There was about 60,000 people there. It was amazing. Headlining, you know, were like the Pretenders and Kings of Leon
wow.
and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and like Ted Leo and Faith No More. I mean, it was amazing. It was just really, really great. And so that was pretty amazing. And they paid like a nice fee, which
you to
was
go.
Really
I remember
great.
You were like looking to go and reaching out to all your Facebook buddies. By the way, if you're listening, Facebook this girl. Get on her Facebook. Your website again is say it again slow for the radio.
It's jessicadelfino.com. And I update my blog a lot. My blog is linked from my website. My website, I'm not as on top of as I am my blog. My blog, I update almost daily.
Yeah. If you have while we're talking, if you want to send me maybe one or two more songs, if you're near the computer.
I think I did. I sent you like four songs.
Oh, you did? I only got
yeah.
two. I got two.
You check your spam. I also sent you. I sent you from Gmail and I sent you from Yahoo.
They
like,
want to know
what
is your Facebook name? Her Facebook name is Jessica Delfino.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jessica Del, D-E-L-F-I-N-O.
Yeah, if you Google Jessica Delfino Facebook, it should probably come up.
That was Frieda Roberts asking about you.
Oh, cool.
So she would
also, on my website, on jessicadelfino.com, are like all my links. All my Facebook and Twitter.
I got two songs. Oh, Vermont Suicide is all I got.
And did you check your spam folder?
I'd have to go out of this to get into it, so I can't.
Okay.
but it's, yes, Jessica Lafina. They want to know, have you written a song called Someone Should Biatch Slap You?
Someone Should Biatch Slap Me?
No, yeah. That's the title I think they're throwing out there.
No, I haven't written that song yet, but thanks a lot for the suggestion. I actually really love suggestions for songs. Like sometimes people send me song titles, and I'll turn them into songs, and I love that because I think it's really fun to, like, you know, be inspired by ideas that people drop.
Did you send anything like, just song titles or songs, I mean, the makeup with Conan and, you know, Leno?
Yeah.
A makeup.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of, you know, it's weird. Like, I kind of stay out of topical events because I feel like there are so many comedians doing topical events. It's like, really, do you need one more person to chime in with, hey, guys, here's my opinion, you know, like.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
You know?
No, but you do, I mean, the suicide, have you ever done just a whole one-person show? Do you have
I have.
A person show?
Yes. It's called Dirty Folk Rock, and I'm actually doing it in Massachusetts, in Gloucester, Massachusetts, on March 3rd. And I did it at Ars Nova in New York City. And I have done it in the UK at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and at the Soho Theatre in London. So I have done it, and I have taken it around with me. And I haven't been writing a lot of new songs lately because I sort of took some time off for a little while. But I'm getting back into it now, and I'm actually working on my third album, which is exciting.
That is fantastic. And, Jessica, I want to tell you, you inspired me because
wow.
I do – well, my music is a little, you know, I would say performance comedy, as I say. Performance comedy. I don't know if you've ever heard. I have an Irish reproduction ballad. I opened the show before you came on with I Ate My... I have it here. Actually, Jessica, we have some time remaining. I'm going to play a song while you... If you can go to the computer and send me two more songs.
Sure.
Okay, and I'll plug this benefit while you're doing that, and then I'm going to play one of my songs. So you go to the computer, send me two more, and I'm going to plug a comedy benefit for the Hospital Albert Schweitzer in Haiti with three-time Emmy winner Dave Koenig. Also, Ophiria Eisenberg from Premium Blend, Nancy Lombardo, that's me, HBO Fox, Seth Herzog, Stephen Scott, Bob Greenberg, Sandy Ellers, I love her, and Becky Yamamoto, hosted by the Reverend Bill and Betty Holland. This will be February 28th, 9:30. Oh, the time changed. Oh, 9:30 to 11 p.m. Oh, I thought I'm two shows. 9:30 to 11 p.m. at the Metropolitan Room, 34 West 22nd Street. One drink minimum, $25. Raffle tickets, CDs, arts, lots of stuff. Go to www.metropolitanroom.com calendar. It's actually on my face page, everybody. I'll be in
a lot of my a lot of my friends are performing on that show. That's awesome.
I know. Rick was supposed to call in. I don't know what happened because he actually said he's a great fan of yours. So
He probably just overslept.
You know,
10 a.m. is kind of early for a comedian, believe it or not. You know.
Well, I'll tell you why. 10 a.m. is when the snow shovels stop outside the building. That's why I do it at 10 a.m. They'll come back in a while. But keeping in mind, while Jessica downloads her songs, before we end, I'm going to play one of my songs. Yeah, here it goes. Send me more songs.
I will.
Oh, again, I forgot I downloaded just the music on this one. Let's go to another song. Here we go.
I once dreamed I was being chased through a doll's house by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I didn't know if I told anyone, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong, unless, of course, it's used for the public good. Like, say you're at a party or a political event, and you could whip out a labeling gun and start tagging people like the animals on Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. User-friendly. You know, people aren't as friendly as they used to be. Except for a few guys in the office who are a little too friendly, if you know what I mean. But not like your boss, who you consider to be a real friend. Except in an earthquake. Then you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the door jam. L.A. is a jammed-up situation. I have enough faults. I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. Those big black and white easy-to-read labels. Tuna. Spaghetti. Dog food. I thought, how nice of the government to think of old people in their bad eyesight. Then a friend pointed out that generic and geriatric were two different words. Boy, did I feel foolish. Not to be confused with nuts, which can take on two different meanings when applied to the brain or male genitalia. However, I do think they are directly connected, since men seem to do a lot of their thinking from that area. What all this has to do with anything? Nothing, except to let you in on how my brain works and connects things. Scary, isn't it?
That's great.
You know, did you send me more stuff, Jess?
Yeah, I did.
I'm waiting for it to come. Did you press send?
Let me see. It says I sent it according to my computer. My computer says I did.
All right, I'm waiting for it to come. So I did that actually at a comedy club. I just without the bass playing. That's Tony Salvatore playing. I am.
You should bring a bass player with you everywhere you go. And
actually,
you
I'm learning bass. So,
you know what, though? It's, like, it's pretty awesome to have a backup person. Like, when I was at Eric's show the other day, I was like, man, this is what I need. I need a backup band.
Oh, definitely. Actually, in my show Momedy, which will be in May, that I do a show called Momedy, where I feature some comedians and I headline, I have, I think he just turned 12, a 12-year-old protege pianist named Christopher McGinnis, who plays and opens my show, and then we improvise music.
Hmm.
So this year I hope to have him play. Yeah, I would love to have a guitarist. I would have Tony Salvatore, who does a lot of my music for me.
Yeah.
I am trying to learn the bass. How you do it, I don't know. I mean, she plays. Oh, they're just laughing hysterically here on the chat room. this is Jessica Delfino show, by the way. I'm waiting for your songs to download because I want to play some more. www.jessicadelfino.com. Delfino, very Italian.
That's D-E-L-F-I-N-O. A lot of people think it's P-H, but it's not. L-F-I-N-O, Delfino. Some people like to call me Jessica Delfino, which I think is sweet, too.
What does it mean? Doesn't it mean of the finished, if it's done? Delfino?
No. Delfino means dolphin, the smartest fish in the world. Yep. And it also means Delfino, from Fino, of the finest.
And Jessica Delfino, you are of the finest. You're, as I said, you inspired me. When I saw you selling the CDs and I was like, gee, I should make a CD. And then I won a bass guitar, believe it or not, in the Mama Palooza Festival.
You won a bass guitar?
Not only did I win it, I won a Daisy Rock bass guitar. It's in the shape of a daisy. You
God.
Love it. And I said, while I was at the festival, I was emceeing this festival that happens every May. It'll be the 20th, the last week there. Go to the www.mamapalooza.com and you'll see I emcee for 5,000 people. I'm the emcee for the festival. And I also have a Momedy show the 7th and 8th in May at the Broadway Comedy Club. And I told them, I said, you know, I've always wanted to win a bass guitar. I've always wanted to play one. I'm going to win this. And they said, you can't just say you're going to win. And I said, no, I think I can. So Jessica, they kept going, and the winner of the pancake breakfast, Nancy Lombardo. I go, recycle it. I kept winning everything that day at the festival.
Wow.
So when it came to the guitar, I wasn't paying attention. The winner of the bass guitar, they said, Nancy Lombardo, should we recycle it? And then a friend goes, Nancy, you won the guitar. And I go, no, don't recycle. I go charging through the crowd. And I won the bass guitar. So I can play. If you go to my YouTube, you can see Irina and Luboff. I don't know if you've seen my YouTubes yet of those, Jessica.
Mm-mm.
Go to Nancy Lombardo for fun on YouTube. Irina
cool.
and Luboff. And you will see me playing the bass guitar, my one song that I have down. But
do you take lessons or are you teaching yourself?
Yes. No, I take lessons, but I've been very lax with Tony Salvatore. But
I actually give ukulele lessons through this company called TakeLessons.com. Where anyone in the world can go on to TakeLessons.com and find
a teacher. I have a ukulele.
There you go.
And what's it called? Where do I go?
It's TakeLessons.com, and if you say Jessica D in New York, then I can give you lessons. If you don't say Jessica D in New York and you just want to peruse and see who's out there, there are hundreds and hundreds of teachers.
No, I want from you, Jessica D. I want to check that out, .com. And I imagine you pay a small PayPal fee or something. And
I'm not really sure how it works, honestly.
All right, send me that info.
They kind of handle it all. They deal with it all. I just do the lessons.
Well,
but I do them in my, you know, my studio. And
okay.
It's really fun. Yeah.
You do me a studio. Well, let me know, because I do have a uke. I'm looking to add. I do a lot of music in my show.
Uh-huh.
I know you know my Irish reproduction ballad. You've seen that. But
yeah.
I've done everything, and I've even done just using a meditation bell. I ate my best friend's brain, which I use just a meditation bell. But let's get back to you, and we have a song called, I believe, Chinatown.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's a ukulele song.
All right, let's do it. Did it again.
Uh-oh.
This board is crazy. Okay.
One, two, three. Chinatown. The people are quiet, they walk around on tiptoes, they're so silent, there are hearts and kids on everything, and you can make a living ESL teaching in Chinatown. In Chinatown, the people speak Chinese, and I can do whatever I please. The Asian boys are hot and stacked, and I don't understand, so they never talk back in Chinatown. Chinatown, the rent is lower, the pace of life is so much slower. I live in a magic Chinese tower, and a back club costs 20 bucks an hour in Chinatown. With or without a happy ending, you know what I'm talking about.
That's dirty.
In Chinatown, I'm a special prize. Where's when I date Whitey? He's got lies in his eyes. I don't want it to change, so don't you come around. Stay the hell out of my Chinatown. Make Chinese friends with friends of one, cause someday the meek shall inherit the earth. And don't you believe the tiny penis lies? They were made up by white guys who were trying to buy Chinatown. Chinatown.
Made up by white guys.
It was fun writing that song. My friend came in, my Chinese friend, and he did the, he counted in the beginning. A lot of times in my songs, I go 1, 2, 3, 4. So he came in and he did E, er, san, si, which is 1, 2, 3, 4 in Chinese.
The chat room thinks we are both so cool.
Oh, hey, hey.
Both so cool. And what do we have, 6 minutes? I'm going for your next song. What's this one?
Cool. This was called Ice Queen, and this one I play on the electric guitar too. This is a rocker. Oh no. Oh my goodness.
Wow, you are so eclectic. it's amazing. I mean,
thank you.
Oh, it's if you want to take lessons, it's www.takelessons.com for Jessica Delfino.
You just ask for Jessica D in New York.
Oh, Jessica D in New York, and it lists you, I guess, for the lessons, right?
Right, right.
I would like to get one song down on ukulele. I wouldn't mind doing that.
Cool.
Getting one song down there, and Jessica, you're not going to believe it, but you have been, oh, boy, they loved it.
Oh,
chat room again. What a fun show. I had so much fun. It has been great. Okay, we're down to 4 minutes. This has been the Jessica Delfino show, by the way. You're not going to believe it, Jessica. You've almost been on for an hour and a half.
Oh, wow. Hey.
This is
who
you.
Knew I could do
my
that much
longest
time.
One-time guest.
Oh, wow.
My longest one-time guest, and I just want
to. You nailed it.
You nailed it. And where are you going to be next? Let's let them know.
Well, let me double check here. I have a on my blog, I have my whole calendar. So
so they can go to your blog and you can see where she's going to be performing next. You can also buy her CDs on the blog.
Oh, you know where I'm going to be? This Wednesday, February 17th, I'm going to be in Brooklyn, New York, doing a show called Movie Night. It's $5 and you get a free beer, and it's at 8 o'clock, and we're going to be watching the movie Point Break to celebrate President's Day.
Is that the one where they jump out of planes?
I'm not sure. I have never seen
Keanu
it,
Reeves?
But it's I don't know. But it's at Bushwick Music Studios. The information is on my blog in the side column with all my other. And also, I'm going to be performing Thursday, February 24th at the Flipper Room for Kong Magazine.
Wow.
Kong Magazine is run by people who used to work at Black Book and Playgirl. Now they put together this new magazine called Kong Mag, and that show is going to be crazy. It's going to be called Girls of Porn, and we're actually going to be celebrating all the porno celebrity women over the years, like Mamie Van Doren and et cetera.
Oh, they love, they said they're going to Facebook right now to request you. And they
cool.
go, I love that movie. It's the surfing movie. That's what they said, the surfing movie.
That's what it is, the surfing movie.
The surfing movie. Well, Jessica, it's the last 2 minutes. I think we're going to go out on one of my songs.
Great.
You've been a great guest.
I
fantastic.
Wake up in the morning,
and Jessica Delfino, everybody watch
night.
For Jessica Delfino.
I tried to get the
bye.
Jessica.
Take
the
care. Take it easy.
Right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me, cray to the Z. Make me, cray to the Z. No texting at the table and put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke. The meds, but I can't smoke. Make me cray to the Z. You make me cray to the Z. You make me cray to the Z. You make me cray to the Z. One potato, two potato, three potato, four. I don't wanna hear these whack voices anymore. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. No, you. You're not the boss of me. I'm the boss of you. Make me cray to the Z. You make me cray to the Z. You make me cray to the Z. And that's a fact. I can just incorporate the voices in my act. I want to find an outlet that makes it all okay. But the voices in my head yell, come out and play. I could pretend I'm normal. I could pretend I'm fine. But there's no fun in being sane. So come on and share the wine. Make me cray to the Z.
Show, and I'm going to repost it. It should be archived soon.
Okay.
So when it gets archived, that means it stays up there. So it'll be on the internet. They can listen to it anytime. So people come back to my show and they listen to any episodes and stuff. So you get, it's like a trickle down thing.
Okay.
So people will come back and they can pick that show, or you can say you were on the show. Fran Capo actually put it in a newsletter that she was on the show.
Cool.
So, but check out her website. Great things, and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. It was really, really awesome. I guess we'll be in touch. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.